If you've ever wondered why I present Jesus to you, it's because Jesus died for you on a cross. He's God's Son. He is God. And God so loved the world that He gave us the Lord Jesus. And Jesus came to this earth and He lived on this earth, and then He was taken and crucified on a cross. And when He died on that cross, He took upon Himself your sin and my sin. And He died. And when He died, your sin and my sin died with Him. And then by the power of God, He was raised on the third day. So that Jesus now is alive. And when Jesus came out of the grave, He didn't bring our sin with Him. Our sin remained in the grave. So now here it is. All of us have sinned. Every one of us is a sinner. The only way that you can have a relationship with God, our Heavenly Father, is through the Lord Jesus, because He's the way. He's truth. He's the life. No man can come to God excepting through Jesus, because Jesus is the one who, through His death and resurrection, makes it possible for you and me to be forgiven of our sin. Because when we trust Him, when we confess our sin and repent before Him and give our hearts and lives to Him, and He comes into our lives, our sin, past tense, is present tense forgiven. Because Christ has already paid the price. He did that for me.
That unique voice you've been listening to is the voice of Dr. Don Wilton. And today here on The Encouraging Word, we feature the preaching, the Bible-based preaching of Dr. Wilton, and today's message called The End of the Story. As we open God's Word together, know that we're available. The phone lines are open, so to speak, 24 hours a day. You can connect with us at 866-899-WORD for prayer, to connect you with resources, or if you just need someone to talk with and pray with, we're here, 866-899-9673, or meet us online at theencouragingword.org. Now, coming up in a few minutes, I'm going to tell you about the Daily Encouraging Word email from Dr. Don. But first, let's just dive into today's teaching. This is The End of the Story with Dr. Don Wilton.
In the next few moments, I'm going to share with you the entire book of Revelation. And I believe that God is going to speak to our hearts. I'm going to invite you ultimately to do what the book of Revelation invites us to do, and that is to come. Give your life to Christ. And so I'm going to say that as we move very rapidly across this vast expression of God's sovereign grace and His majestic power, that the Lord is going to speak to you. Some have said, can you describe the book of Revelation in one statement? I believe that we can. Jesus Christ was, He is, and He always will be totally victorious. That's what the book of Revelation is about. It's about our God and our Savior, who was, is, and always will be totally victorious. When you give your life to Jesus, you have won. You're on the winning team. You have nothing to fear. But this world in which we live is rapidly coming to an end. While I'm not going to be speaking to you on the fulfillment of prophecy, I will tell you that most of the prophecies of this book are fulfilled. Events are happening in our world at such a rapid pace, and we are seeing testimony to the fulfillment of what God teaches us in the book of Revelation almost every day. And there are things that can be said today in the light of God's word that could not have been said 10, 15, 20 years ago. And so I want you to open your Bibles to Revelation chapter 4 as we look at the end of the story. In Revelation chapter 4, we find John, the Apostle John. He is standing on the island of Patmos in the Mediterranean, and God gives to his servant a vision of the end. What you have in the book of Revelation is God speaking through John, showing John what the end of the world looks like. And it's all written down for us to read. And that is why we read in chapter 4 of the book of Revelation and verse 1, "After this, I looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven. And the first voice which I had heard speaking to me like a trumpet said, 'Come up here, and I will show you what must take place after this.'" Very important things here. John, standing on the island of Patmos, looking up into heaven, God gives him a vision of what's happening in heaven. And God says to him, "John, I want you to come up into heaven." And in a flash, God takes John from the earth up into heaven. And God then tells him from the throne, "I'm going to show you what will in the future take place after the things I have just written about in the first three chapters of the book of Revelation." What was written about in the first three chapters of the book of Revelation are called the letters to the seven churches. Those letters are speaking about you and me. They're speaking about the period of time between when Jesus went up back into heaven and the time that Jesus will come back in the clouds, not back to this earth, but in the clouds, according to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. We call that the rapture. The word rapture is an English transliteration of the word taken up. That's the word right there. Come up here. Come up. The rapture will take place in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. It's described in detail. Jesus will come in the clouds. He does not land on this earth. And the timing of that coming in the clouds is going to be at the end of the church age. This time that you and I are living in, which is described in the first three chapters of the book of Revelation. When John gets up into heaven, verse 2 tells us what happens. "At once I was in the Spirit." That word "at once" again is a derivative of the word rapture, which means sudden change. And the Bible says that all believers who are alive on this earth will be suddenly changed at the rapture and suddenly caught up into heaven. So if Jesus were to come in the clouds today, every one of us worshiping the Lord today who know and love him would at once be caught up, because the Bible says when Jesus comes in the clouds, very much like a mother gathering her baby to herself, Jesus will gather believers to himself. Very different to when he comes back to this earth, he will bring with himself all those who are believers. The rapture is a gathering unto himself. The second coming is that Jesus bringing with himself back to this earth. The rapture is going up into heaven. The second coming is coming from heaven back to earth. And so he says in verse 2, "At once I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne stood in heaven. and with one seated on the throne. So John arrives in heaven, and he arrives right there at the throne, and he looks upon the face of the one seated on the throne, who is none other than God. Now, in order to understand the book of Revelation, I have divided it into five considerations for you. Number one, the book of Revelation presents a series of events. So from the first chapter of the book of Revelation all the way through the end of the book of Revelation, God presents to us a series of events that all build up toward and include the very final time at which this earth as we know it exists. So, if you turn with me to Revelation chapter 1 and verse 1. The book of Revelation, the end of the story, presents to us a series of events. Revelation chapter 1, verse 1, the opening statement of the book of Revelation. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him in order to show us, his servants, believers, watch this, the things that must soon take place. All right, let's put that into our terminology. God tells us what this is about. It is a presentation of a series of events. This is given by God through Jesus Christ, using John as his instrument, to present to us a series of things, of events, of happenings that must soon take place, that are going to unfold. And beginning at the next sentence, through the testimony and the word of Jesus Christ, the book of Revelation takes us for a walk or a journey through this series of events. So let me mention a few of them. Because what the book of Revelation does in the second instance is outlines a timeline related to the series of events. So here I've got my Bible open to the book of Revelation. From chapter 1 through the final chapter, I'm presented with a series of events. And as I'm presented with that series of events, God outlines a timeline. The book of Revelation is chronological. The word chronology speaks of an order. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, that's chronology. And so what God does in the book of Revelation, he says this is what's going to happen first. Here's what's going to happen second. Once that's happened, you can look for number 3. When you reach third base, here's home plate. In other words, God shows us these things chronologically. Let me mention a few to you. First, the first 3 chapters tell us about us. These are the letters to the churches. There's 7 churches. And what God says about those 7 churches includes all of those of us who believe in him. He tells us what to look out for, what to be aware of. God shows us what it is that he commends us for. But he also makes certain that we understand the things that he does not tolerate, that he's not pleased with. You'll find that in the first 3 chapters. God sets his standard for us in the church.
Forgive the interruption. Goodness gracious, there's so much more great teaching to come from Dr. Wilton, so please don't go away. But earlier I mentioned that we would help you connect with a daily email from Dr. Wilton. Here's how it happens. You can go to our website, The Encouraging Word. That's theencouragingword.org, and sign up for the Daily Encouraging Word email. Or you can even text the word daily. Right now, if you're on the go, text the word daily to 30500. Again, that's one word, daily, texted to 30500. We'll send you a quick link, and you can sign up to receive the daily word from Dr. Wilton. It's a word from God. It's a word from Dr. Don. It's a word of encouragement. It's a jump start to my quiet time every day, and I think it'll bless you as well. Again, sign up online at theencouragingword.org, or just text the word daily to 30500, and that hot link will set you up. By this time tomorrow, you'll be receiving that daily word of encouragement in your email box from Dr. Don Wilton. And of course, don't forget, we're available to pray with you at 866-899-WORD, not just now, but 24 hours a day. That's 866-899-9673. Or meet us keyboard to keyboard online at theencouragingword.org. Now back to the end of the story with Dr. Don Wilton.
When we get to chapter 4 and verse 1, as I've already read you, we find the events of the rapture. This is expounded in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and also in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, where the Bible talks about Jesus coming in the clouds. Nobody knows when that is going to happen. However, because of the prophecies of the Old Testament, the words of Jesus himself in Matthew chapter 24, also Paul's writing to the churches, we find a lot concerning what God has to say to us related to things that are happening that will let us know that Jesus is going to come in the clouds. Some of those will include the way in which the world looks, the United States of Europe, a cashless economy, communications, the character and disposition of Antichrist, the condition of the world, the manner with which people increasingly reject Christianity and the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so these prophecies go on. There are also practical prophecies, things that happen to this earth, melting ice pans, earthquakes, famines, pestilence, wars, rumors of wars, the way people behave, character dispositions, attitudes, church, apostasy. That's people who once said they were part of God's church, but today are falling away in increasing numbers. And so Revelation chapter 4, John was immediately taken by the Spirit. And when Jesus comes in the clouds, every person who's alive is going to be taken up into heaven, right into those clouds, to join with Jesus and with all our moms and dads and brothers and sisters and uncles and aunts who have already gone to heaven and are with him now, and whom we cannot wait to see. The Bible tells us, beginning at that point, that we find ourselves in the presence of Jesus Christ in heaven, and that immediately begins a seven-year tribulation period. 7 years exactly. And the book of Revelation gives us that exact timeline, divided into two equal 3.5-year periods. During that time, in sequence or chronology, God acts in heaven with all of those who believe. Every believer will be in heaven. Any person who does not know Christ will be left behind. Chaos will break out on the earth. As chaos breaks out on the earth, a man by the name of Antichrist will rise up. He's going to be a totally recognizable person. Everybody left in this world will recognize him. He'll be a peacemaker. He'll be a national icon. And he's going to rise up and he's going to set himself up in Jerusalem, taking the place of God and claiming to be God. At the same time as that happens, according to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, God is going to withdraw his spirit from this earth. Because when the spirit is not here, nobody has the capability or the capacity to know God or even to recognize him, or for that matter, to hear him. Because it is the Spirit of God who convicts us of three things. Of righteousness, that is who God is. Of sin, that is what separates us from the righteousness of God. And the Holy Spirit is the only one who can convict us concerning the judgment of these things which we are now speaking. In fact, if you do not connect with what I'm saying this morning, there's a pretty good certainty that you do not have the Spirit in you. That's why I want to invite you to give your life to Christ, because only God by his Spirit will show you and impress on your heart that these things are the truth of God's Word. That's why we believe in sharing God's truth with a searching world. And so it is that chaos will break out on the earth. This world will be filled with people, all of whom have said no to Jesus. And it precipitates a 7-year period in timeline, broken up into three judgments that are issued from God and from Jesus Christ in heaven down to this earth. They are in sequence. There is first the seal judgments, followed by the trumpet judgments, followed by the bowl judgments, B-O-W-L. So first you have seven seal judgments. Begins with a picture of Jesus Christ holding the title deed to the earth. He's the only one that can open the title deed, because God created the heavens and the earth. He owns everything. He made everything that was made. And without him was not anything made that was made. That's why he's got such a wonderful purpose for your life. And that's why he sent Jesus to die upon a cross, just for people like you and me, so that we can be reconciled to a holy and a righteous God. And when he opens those seals, with every seal, there is a judgment cast down upon those who are left behind upon this earth. Those who are left behind upon this earth come under the control of Antichrist. And Antichrist will stamp or put the mark 666 on every person who worships the beast. They will be identified, and because of their identification with Antichrist, will be given access to food, will be given access to health care, will be given access to society. Without that, according to the book of Revelation, people are going to suffer in an unprecedented manner in the first 3.5 years of the tribulation. One of the many prophecies concerns access to everybody. Is it possible that everybody in this world is giving access to somebody? Is it possible that we can be hacked? Is it possible that all of us are punching in www.w.com? Is it possible that there is someone in Africa who can read our emails? Is it possible that some powerful person could see to it that you can only get groceries if you've got a Sam's card or if you're a member of Costco? Is it possible? That's followed by the six trumpet judgments. And when the trumpet judgments are issued from heaven, they increase in severity in the manner with which the people of this earth are judged.
Wow, we're just at point number three, and we're going to wrap this portion up for today. But please, stick around for just a minute. I have some words from Dr. Wilton that I want you to hear. But I know that here's what he would tell me first. Britt, remind our friends that this is not just a presentation, it's a conversation. If you'd like to speak with someone, to pray with someone, just know that we're here for you. Our phone number is 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. And right now, or any time of day or night, we would love to pray with you on that phone number, 866-899-9673. Or if you'd rather use your keyboard, connect with us right now at theencouragingword.org. Coming up next, more insight and more of a challenge from Dr. Wilton.
Are you ready to give your heart and life to the Lord Jesus Christ? Why don't you pray this prayer with me right now? Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner, and I know that Jesus died for me on the cross. Today, I repent of my sin, and by faith, I receive you into my heart. In Jesus' name. My friend, I welcome you today into the family of God. This is exciting news. And by the way, don't go away, because I'll be right back in just a minute.
Oh, if the Lord has spoken to you, let's talk about it. Let's pray about it. Our phone number again is 866-899-WORD. Easy to remember. Here are the numbers if you want to go ahead and jot it down or store it in your cell. Let us be one of your contacts, a prayer support contact at 866-899-9673. If you'd rather use your keyboard, meet us on our website at theencouragingword.org. We would love to continue to see what the next step is in your life and to pray you through it. Before we get away, though, some closing thoughts from our pastor and chief encourager. Here's Dr. Don Wilton.
Hello, my friends. I want to speak to you personally today from my heart to yours. I don't think there is ever a better or more important time for us to respond to our world by standing up for righteousness. Now, with this in mind, I would like to invite you to become an Encourager ministry partner. You see, together we can impact lives both now and for all time and all eternity. The Encouraging Word is a viewer and listener-supported ministry. And to know that you are standing with me financially enables me to move forward with confidence to do the work God has called me to do. So please call the number on your screen and just simply say, I want to become an encourager. Thank you so much for helping me.
That number Dr. Wilton was referring to is 866-899-WORD. It's a simple number. It'll connect with us 24 hours a day, first and foremost for prayer, but also if you'd like to join us and be a part of the Encouraging Word team, be an encourager with us today. Details are also on our website at theencouragingword.org. That's theencouragingword.org, or give us a call at 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673.